Oh, yes. Oh. 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 Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah, that's good. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, nice. Oh, man.
Stop making excuses. I refuse to use a relationship as convenience. But that's what I may be doing. This is very personal. And the lines of delineation are smeared all over me. Once I said
I carry a machete, and have ever since I arrived here at the gates of Sal. The night the riot took off, I was assaulted in my office. I had a headache, and had taken 19 gallons and was lying down. The next thing I know, it spanked in the elbow. With that chopper, I sliced two of them to quarters.
Thank you. captivity don't pull you through. Don't put on any airs when you're down on Rue Morgue Avenue. They got some hungry women there, and they'll really make a mess out of you. Well, if you see St. Annie, please tell her thanks a lot. I cannot move, and my fingers, they are all in a knot. I haven't got the strength to get up and take another shot. And my best friend, the doctor, won't even say. Sweet Melinda, the peasants call her the goddess of bloom. She speaks good English and she invites you up into her room. And you're so kind and careful not to go to her too soon. And she takes your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. Well, up on Housing Project Hill, it's either fortune or fame. You can pick one or the other, though neither of them are to be what they claim. And if you're looking to get silly, you better go back to from where you came. Because the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. Now all the authorities, they just stand around. Just arrived here from the coast, who looked so fine at first and left looking just like a ghost. Started out on Burgundy, but soon hit the harder stuff. Everybody said they'd stand beside me when the game got rough. Well, you know the joke was on me. There was nobody even there to bluff. I'm going back to New York City. I do believe I've had enough.
Pardon?
Perhaps an object can provide a link, can enable one to go from one subject to another, and so to live within society, to be together. But then, given the fact that social relationships are always ambiguous, given the fact that my thoughts create rifts as much as they unite, given the fact that my words establish contacts by being spoken, and create isolation by remaining unspoken, given the fact that there is such a vast gap between the subjective certainty I have of myself and the objective reality that I represent to others, given the fact that I always find myself guilty, although I feel I am innocent, given the fact that each event changes my day-to-day existence And given the fact that I invariably fail to communicate, I mean to understand, to love, to be loved as, and as each failure makes me feel my loneliness more keenly, as I cannot bring myself to give up the objectivity which oppresses me, or the subjectivity which makes me feel an exile, as I can neither raise myself to a level of being, nor allow myself to sink into nothingness, I must go on listening. I must go on looking about me even more keenly than in the past. The world, a kindred spirit, my brother. Where does it begin? Where does what begin? For some, God created the heavens and the earth. But that's an easy way out. There must be a better way of explaining it all. To think that speech is as limited as the world, that the frontiers of my speech are the frontiers of my world, and that whatever I say must impose limitations on the world, must make it finite. And when logical, mysterious death comes to abolish that frontier, and when there will be no questions and no answers, everything will be blurred. Yet it will only be with the reemergence of consciousness that it may all grow clear again. After that, everything will fall into place.
Oh. If among you are those who wish to get somewhere, let them leave at any moment. What we require is silence. But what silence requires is that I go on talking. Give any one thought a push, and it falls down easily. But the pusher and the pushed produce that entertainment called a discussion. Shall we have one later? Or we could simply decide not to have a discussion. Whatever you like. But now there are silences, and the words make, help make, the silences. I have nothing to say, and I am saying it, and that is poetry, as I know.